Cardiff, this is Kevin.
Yeah. I got an offer here through Mill on a small business loan.
Okay.
And I guess my biggest question is, what is your interest rate on, like, about $40,000?
Well, what type of loan are you looking for, sir?
Well, it's just for sawmill equipment and equipment I've already got, and I've got it with another company, and I was just wondering what your interest rate is.
Okay. How long ago did you purchase that equipment?
About less than a year.
Okay, and you currently have a loan on that equipment?
Yep.
I don't know if there's really much we can do with that, sir. What type of loan do you have on the equipment, and who is it with?
Well, it's kind of like the same thing you all are, just kind of a short-term small business loan.
Well, we're a commercial bank, and on our equipment loans, we go out 5 and 6 years. On all collateral loans, we can go out, much longer. And was this a collateral-based loan, or was it a working capital loan that you used to purchase equipment?
Some of it was working capital. Some of it was on quit.
Okay. So they gave you a really short term, even though you financed the equipment with the money?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess it really depends. What is your credit score?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I mean, our rates start at 5% on equipment-backed financing. It's kind of hard for me to give you, to give you firm numbers without kind of having all the pieces to the puzzle, knowing the type of equipment it is. How long you've been a business, your credit score, business credit, all of those things. I don't know exactly what you do, but, it'd kind of be like somebody calling and saying, do you do this? You say yes, and they say, well, how much does it cost? Well, of course, it depends on the size of the job and, everything that it entails. But we do start at 5% and, goes up from there, just kind of depending on the structure of the loan, the type of loan you want. How long you want to borrow the money, and then again your qualification.
Okay. Just say if I bought a $15,000 machine, could you give me a rough idea how many years you'd go on a loan like that, and about what percent you'd be on something like that?
Well, like I said, we'll be at about 5%, and we can go out 5 years on a monthly payment.
Okay, well, I'll keep that in mind because down the road here, I might be getting some more equipment here before too long, and I'll definitely keep your mind on it, and I might give you a try. So I'm happy with the company I'm with, but they got a very short term, and their interest rates is definitely more than 5%. So I'm kind of shopping around right now.
Yeah, I mean, just based off of what, kind of what you compared us to, it sounds like you dealt with some sort of working capital broker. Like I said, we're not a working capital broker by any means. We're a commercial bank. We do have a working capital product, but we also have about 25 other business loan products. So,
okay, now where are you all out of?
California. Our headquarters are down in Del Mar, San Diego area. I'm actually in Orange County, California.
Okay, now do you all do other loans like property loans, or would we have to do that local?
Yeah, we don't do real estate. That's the only thing we stay away from, and that's one of the reasons why we're still lending strong compared to some of your other regional and local banks. We didn't take a big hit on real estate when the economy crashed. We stuck with our businesses. We continue to lend to all of our small businesses. And, it's working out for us and our clients. Typically your regional banks and local banks that probably hold your checking account probably have cut your credit lines and have probably made it very difficult to get a loan through, but not us.
Now I'm going to run something by you. I might, you might have an exemption here. I've got a, I'm just a small family operation, and I am an Amishman, if that makes any difference to you. Maybe you want to hang up the phone now, I don't know. But I've got a 97-acre farm here. Of course, I've got it mortgaged with a local bank. But right behind me, there's a guy that's got 830 acres. He's trying to sell to me real cheap. And I was, I'd really like to buy it if I could get the financing to for the timber off of it. And I would have to have $300,000 to buy that 830 acres.
Okay.
And I didn't know if that would be anything you all would be interested in or not. That's really not the reason I called. I called about my my other machines and stuff, but I thought I'd run that by you and see what you think about it.
Where are you located?
I'm in Hope, Kentucky.
Okay. Well, I will look. So the $300,000 is going towards the property. So you don't really care how you get the money or how it's...
What's that?
I'm just trying to make sure that I understand. So the $300,000 is essentially to purchase the land, correct? Or is it just to...
Yeah,
to
it would be real estate. And it's all under timber.
I'm sorry, say that again?
A real high dollar... It's not a real high dollar timber, but it's right beside me, and I do I built wooden pallets, and there's a lot of low grade timber on. If I'd be buying this to sell walnut and stuff like that, I couldn't pay for it with high grade lumber. But by getting the low grade and cutting it up myself, I could do pretty good on that one.
Okay. So if we were to get you $300,000 to purchase the land, what do you think you could turn that profit into?
I didn't follow you there.
Pardon me?
Okay. Did you ask me what my returns would be on it?
Yeah. What types of profits can you make off of that investment?
Okay. Well, probably right around anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 a week. You know, I'm not going to go in 1 year clean it all out. What I want to do is just get the low grade out and keep building up on it. Now, maybe 5 years down the road, we can double that.
Okay. All right, sounds good. Now, how long has your business been in place?
I used to live up in Indiana. I moved down here 5 years ago, and I had a sawmill business up in Indiana. It was under NB Pallets.
Okay.
And I moved down here, and I went into construction, and I did a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but I went into the sawmill business about a year ago that I went back into sawing and built pallets. But as far as I'm 40 years old, and I've started working in my dad's sawmill when I was 8 years old, so... That's pretty much all I've ever done. But this business that I got right now, we started right about a little over a year ago.
Okay. And what would you say your monthly deposits into your checking account look like?
Right now, I can give you a rough figure here. The total deposit is probably anywhere from 25 to 40,000.
Okay.
I'd say 30,000 a month on an average.
All right. Let me just do, I'm just running some quick math here. Okay. Well, let's do this. There is, do you see the reservation code on that form?
Okay. Reservation code?
Yes, sir.
I've seen it. I had it here. Okay, reservation code. Yeah. You want it?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's 2511-1601-0031-9047.
Okay, right here. You said Hope, Kentucky, correct?
Yep.
Alrighty. Now, do you have email?
No, I don't.
No email,
like I said, I'm an Amishman. I don't have no computer.
No fax or anything like that,
correct? Everything on mail or through or the phone.
Okay. Let's see here. What is the best phone number to reach you on?
It's 859-404-2655.
Okay, I'm going to look into this a little bit further to kind of get an idea of what our options are.
Uh-huh.
And then I will give you a call back either today or tomorrow.
Yeah, and of course, on the property loan, I wouldn't be looking for, I'd like to have something more than a 5 or 6 year loan because that would make my payments pretty big.
Sure.
For doing 5 or 6 years. And if y'all don't want to do it, that's fine. I just thought I'd run that by you, and I don't know for sure if I'm going to do it this fall or if I'm going to do it in the spring. But I'm definitely going to try to get it.
I understand.
So see what you can do and let me know. Now, when you call back, you'll probably just get a answering service because we're not here at the phone a lot. But just leave your name and phone number, and I'll call you back as soon as I get it.
Perfect. And then let me give you my direct line while we're on the phone, just so you have it. That way, if you call back in, you don't get bounced around.
Okay. I'm ready for it.
It's 858.
Okay.
519.
Okay.
5050.
Okay, and your name is Kevin, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, another question I got. If I would do a loan with you, do you all sell your loans to other companies, or you keep them with your bank for the life of the loan?
It really just depends on the situation. Most of the time, they stay with us. Even if we're using one of our servicing companies in their portfolio, we still service it, so we would be your direct contact. It's not like we just sell you off to another company and say goodbye. We would never do that. But the loan itself may or may not be under Bank of Cardiff. It may be under, you know, one of our subsidiaries, depending on the product that you're looking for and, you know, what portfolio we're looking to fill. But regardless, I would always be your contact and go-to person.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. See what you can do and just let me know.
You got it.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Absolutely.